This is RSPNB Update, episode 132, Uncorked. For more information on what Uncorked is about, please go to update.rsbnb.com. Hello everybody, RSPNB Update, episode 132, that would make this. Coming to you on, you guys, this episode was released on Christmas Eve, or so
will
we
be
hope.
Released on Christmas Eve.
Yes, will be.
It was, not in the past.
Yeah, that's right.
to them we are, but to us we're not. I mean, I'm confusing myself.
Yeah, temporal paradoxes, I know. Anyways, this is the Uncorked episode with Brad here and Mike.
We were hoping to get Jeffrey, but he was
in school. I told him he could have skipped, but
Jeff would never skip school, you know that.
He was up till 2 doing homework.
Wow. He shouldn't skip school.
Anyways.
No, he shouldn't. Stay in school, kid.
Stay in school. Apparently Brad is doing a bit of a, just saying what the show's about, because otherwise we'll have some mention of tubes, otherwise.
No, I'm just basically saying, because people, you know, like, download Oh, look, there's another edition of RSPNB Update, and they just listen to it. They'll have no idea what the hell we're going on about, so I'll go into this. Basically, I can't remember what episode it was, but at the end of one of the episodes a few weeks back, I had the idea that we could record an episode at the end of the year in which a group of people, which at that time was yet undecided, would talk about questions you'd sent us about our views on things. And at the time, it sounded like a good idea.
It is a good idea.
It is a good idea. But we're still continuing. So basically, these are questions. Some have been submitted on the RSPNB forum. Some I've actually come up with myself. And some Shane's come up with. We will credit the people who asked the questions, of course. But we're basically going to try and not just give simple answers. We're trying to discuss these issues and just ignore what our opinions are.
And then, so you'll be able to tell how you want to vote in the next RSPNB election.
Vote me. Anyway, okay, so that should be it. Okay, now we're going to start. This is the first. I've labeled topics of discussion. The first one is called Philosophical Shit.
Interesting title there.
And the first questions are, the first question is, what are your opinions? These two questions in the sector from the same person, so I'll credit her, I presume, after the second question. What are your opinions on the supposed end of the world?
The end is near, the future.
You know, because, you know, you always get these people who are like, you know, some ancient civilization has predicted we're going to all die tomorrow.
I heard 2012 on some Discovery Channel TV show, but I don't believe that.
Isn't that the Mayans? Is it the Mayans? I thought the Mayans were, let me just...
Mayans. Yeah, well, Brad's friend is Wikipedia, I guess.
So go on. So what are your opinions on it? Do you think it's going to happen?
Well, I have some stuff to say, so we'll let Mike go first.
Well, I don't think the end of the world is, like, determined by, like, a god or someone. Like, it's not... I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I don't know.
So, you don't think it's just going to, like... It's not going to suddenly end? You think it's going to, you know, come to a gradual halt? Like, you know, they think in a possibly billions of years the Earth will eventually, you know, explode or something along those lines.
You know what's going
to happen? A scientific end.
Yes. What's going to happen is the sun is about 4.5 billion years old. It's going to be lived to be about 10 billion years old, so it's roughly halfway through its life. In about 2 to 3 billion years, it's going to form into a red giant star and then encompass all the inner planets. So that's how Earth is going to disappear.
Yeah, I don't really buy into all these, you know, some ancient civilization has, you know, predicted the end of the world, because, you know, you normally get one every few years, and we're still here. So.
That was supposed to be in the year 2000.
It is sort of convincing, though, when they go, some ancient civilizations predicted the end of the world, and so far they've correctly predicted Hitler, you know, and all these other really...
Someone predicted the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
Was that an ancient civilization?
I think so. Yes, it was, actually. Something about the Big Brothers in York falling in the year 2001.
Oh. But you see, things like that, is it sounds impressive when you say, well, yes, yeah, somebody predicted the Twin Towers, but they are kind of ambiguous, most of them.
Like, that's how all philosophical things can be, you know?
Well, yeah, so it's not really a prediction, it's just a shot in the dark and somebody got lucky.
Yeah, just like other things, but we're not going there.
So we all pretty much agree that we think the end of the world will come about when the sun... Is it the sun explode or the Earth?
No,
explode?
What happens is... Explain. The sun, our star does not have enough mass to form a big supernova, so it won't be the star exploding. What will either happen is the star will form into a big red giant star, like a red giant, and then the inner planets will be encompassed. That's one possibility. Other possibility is that it will not be encompassed, but it'll still be so hot it'll burn up all the water and we'll have basically a huge, desolate, hot rock that nobody can live on.
So we'll all die. What,
yeah, eventually.
Then. But, I actually think, this sounds sort of like, you know, I don't know. I think we'll probably destroy ourselves before the planet blows up on us. You know, all this crap about, sooner or later, someone's going to, you know, start some war that wipes us all out.
That's probably more likely.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, that is likely. Like, Brad, what's your final say on that? Like,
well, I don't believe in these ancient civilizations that predicted. I think we'll probably just end up killing ourselves, and it'll be through the fault of humanity, not
okay.
And then sort of just random explosion.
Will it be done, or will we have a chance to rebuild somehow? Or
I don't know. You see all these films when, like, you know, everybody's dead except for like a group of people who repopulate the Earth.
But, there's actually been numerous Star Trek episodes about that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, here we go. No, but I actually think if we wipe ourselves out, it probably will be pretty permanent. And I think that'll happen eventually. Before, I think we will kill ourselves before the planet does it for us.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree with Brad.
Okay. I give us no more than 100 years. No more than 100.
Why?
Why only 100?
Well, you look at how things are going in the Middle East, and peace is never going to happen there. One of them's going to obtain nuclear power. Some terrorist will detonate a nuclear bomb, then they'll go trigger happy, then we'll have World War III.
Shane, I think you've been watching too much 24.
What? I don't think so, Brad.
Yeah.
But my second choice only gives us, what, 31 years. There's supposed to be an asteroid. Brad, was that you guys telling you about the asteroid that has a 1% chance of hitting us in 2036?
Oh, yeah. I think you were.
1% chance.
Yeah, but it's still possible, you know?
Yeah, it could. I'd be interested to see if that actually happens. If it does, I'll think about you, Shane, and think, wow, he was right.
Then you can send me a nice little call or email.
We're all going to die. Thank you.
It's like that end of the world Flash movie. You can see it in the old archives at the Flashy Friday on shane.rsbnb.com.
Oh, God. In the first topic of discussion, we've had Star Trek and Shane's blog. Anyway, so shall we move on to the next one? I
think yes, please.
You can read. Somebody else read that. Second one.
What are your opinions on the meaning of life? And both those questions are from Sonic Girl 1.
Thank you for those questions. Meaning of life. This could get rather deep.
Yeah.
Shane, what do you think of it, the meaning of life?
Advance yourselves. Progress, scientific progress of yourself, your race, ultimately humankind. If you want to reproduce with other humans, carry on your legacy. Just basically better yourself and push yourself forward to be the best you can be, and maybe one day we'll obtain perfection. Or something.
Pretty
I don't
good,
know.
Actually.
Oh.
What about you, Mike? What do you think?
I don't think I can match Shane's answer. Basically, just reproduce, I guess. That's meaning of life.
I guess that is. Stripped down to the core.
Cold,
hard, scientific, that is the meaning of life, is to reproduce and pass on your genes.
If you think about it, we're making constant scientific progress. Like there's the rate is exponential. The rate we've seen in the last 50 years is going to be exponentially doubled in the next 50 years of our technological process. So, like, we're just going forward and forward, and one day we'll be so intertwined with computers that we'll practically be all on the internet, you know? Like, I think that would be the ultimate thing to do. Like, you know when you want to make a long-distance phone call to your friend in, say, Canada, you know? You have to use Skype or something like that. So basically all you do is you'd look them up and talk to them using your mind over the internet.
Personally, I think that sounds rather bad. I wouldn't want that.
What?
No.
I want to put my brain on the internet.
No. Why?
It just seems like an interesting idea.
But I don't you think you might lose aspects of you that are human? You might become less human, more like a machine.
I don't know. Like, it depends on the kind of person you are. I know I'd like to do that.
But I mean, no, don't you think, like, if you were connected up to loads of machines that could do things for you, you'd become very... I don't know. I would just think you'd become more like a robot than you would a machine.
No,
you'd
really still have your feelings and whatnot.
How do you know, though? The machine might, you know, you don't really need feelings.
We're not going to have a Terminator-type situation, you know?
That would be cool. I've come back in time to see...
Mike, remember last weekend, was it, that the first Terminator movie from 1984 was on TV?
Yeah, I remember that movie.
That, if you just look at a movie, for example, you see how much things have processed beyond, like, 23 years.
I honestly think, as far as advancements for humans have gone, I don't think we're going to move forward that much more. There's still a lot more to do, but I don't think we're just going to be moving upwards and upwards and upwards forever and ever. I think there's got to be a point where we reach our peak.
That's called the singularity, I think. No? Maybe. I don't know. I don't exactly remember what that is, but I had a topic on the forums about that a long time ago, but I don't know.
But I think most of all, the meaning of life is just to enjoy yourself.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, just do whatever you want to do, and who cares what everyone else thinks?
Yes.
If you don't like someone, kill them. If there's something you want, take it.
We do not advocate murder. We aren't telling you if you feel like murder, go out and do it. So I think that's the problem, though, isn't it? Because it's easy enough to say, you know, the meaning of life is just to enjoy yourself, but probably what a lot of people would want to do to enjoy themselves would be potentially dangerous and or law-breaking.
Hey, today's
not
Thursday.
Saying everybody gets off on murder, but I mean...
Today's Thursday. Brad, if you're still up in 6 hours, we could go to that TeamSpeak server and ask them the meaning of life.
Oh, God. No, please, no. Anyway, so, again, do you think we've covered that one? I think we covered that one rather quickly, then.
I don't know. I was going to say something, but I lost my train of thought. I just think that... Technology is something that meaning of life, technology, they're going to collide at one point or another, you know?
Okay, so let's just sum this up. You think the meaning of life is to advance ourselves technologically.
And basically any way possible, like in your mind, physical abilities, anything, you know? Like one
what
day,
do you think, Mike?
Advance ourselves so to the point one day, if we get a cut, it'll just be able to heal itself.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
But then the world will become overpopulated.
Well, then
everybody would die.
Then you get governments to introduce viruses to control the population, like the U.S. has already done.
I always sort of thought, you know, if it got to the point where we were overpopulated because people were living stupidly high ages, like, you know, 120, 130, wouldn't they just have to say, you know, when you reach age 125, we are going to terminate your life?
I don't think so.
I would do that. If I was in charge of the world, I'd do that.
I think it's
a pretty good solution.
You would adapt to it, because if you take a look at like one of the Star Trek races, like the Vulcans, they live into the 200s.
No shame.
But they can only mate every 7 years, so that fixes the overcrowding problem.
That's not real life.
But we could implement something like that. Okay, Mike, what's your final
Vulcan.
Thoughts? Yeah.
Okay, yes. Mike's final thoughts.
We already said everything, though.
No, but I mean, yeah, but just summarize it. What is your, short answer to the question? What is the meaning of life?
Just reproduce. I don't know.
Reproduce.
I'm not a very good discussioner.
We'll make you into a good discussionist, don't worry. So Mike says to reproduce, fun. Shane said technological advancements, and I think it's just to have fun.
Have fun.
But not in ways that may be considered extreme or unpleasant for others.
Just, like, imagine if you could have fun. Remember, like, you know what would be having fun is if we could implement that slogan for Airbnb. Remember?
What slogan?
If you have something we want, we're going to take it. By the way, force or negotiations.
Yeah, but...
How many shows have you said that on? Sorry.
No, go on, Mike.
Do you say that on a lot of shows, Shane?
No! I do the change one more than that.
But you say that, Shane, but when people take things from you, you absolutely hate it.
I know, and if they can't... Like, if we were to take something and they weren't able to fight back about it, that's fine. But if somebody takes something from us, we counter it with something. Like, you know, like, we just better ourselves with... But this isn't about RSB&B, so I'm not going to say much more about it. But we would... Like, if somebody takes an idea of ours, we'll just take the idea again, make it better.
We'll steal it back.
Exactly.
Okay, so next question, Shane, you can dance now. We've moved out of the category of philosophical shit and into the category of science. Which
something we can all agree on. Global warming, fact or fiction, from Patrick. Mike first.
Well, we are getting lots of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and that can't be helping, but I think it's, like, over-exaggerated how much it's, like, affecting the planet.
Exactly, like
the seasons, they come in, like they go up and down over the years, warmer and colder.
Like, we're not having a runaway greenhouse effect like on Venus or something, you know, where there's such a big greenhouse effect it's 450 degrees Celsius. So,
okay, well, yes, that would be, and we would be rather screwed if it was like that here.
What about you, Brad?
I don't really know. Global warming is one of the few things where I'm not really sure where I stand. I mean, I've heard lots of people say, you know, that, you know, carbon dioxide levels just fluctuate, a bit like Mike said. And, you know, we had similar...
cycles?
A similar rise in the level of carbon dioxide at the end of the Industrial Revolution hundreds of years ago. So, I don't know. I think... Obviously, all the carbon dioxide, as Mike said, obviously the carbon dioxide we're pumping out is doing something. But again, I do agree, it's probably... They make a lot of it. And why the hell did Al Gore get that Nobel Prize?
Because people are scared. That's why. Like, they're
scared
of
Al Gore?
They're scared of global warming. They're scared of global warming, so he gets all the attention, you know? Like, personally, I don't... I see it as a cycle that's going to... fix itself eventually, you know? Like, it's a global cycle. One day we'll have another ice age and it'll fix everything up again, you know? The ozone layer will be fixed because there'll be no more stuff. There'll be an ice age long enough that the ozone layer will be able to repair itself. CO2 levels will go down and global temperatures will go down after the next ice age. It's just a cycle that's going to happen one day, you know? Like, whether it be from the next nuclear war or an asteroid hitting us that causes a winter, like, something is going to trigger an ice age and fix everything. So,
Do you think, combining two of the questions we've had already, do you think global warming could possibly lead to the end of the world?
No. I don't think so.
Not in the near future.
I mean, they always say, you know, if the sea level rises just a few centimeters,
meters.
Rises a meter or so, we could, you know, we'll be underwater or something like that.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I don't really think so either.
People would have enough notice to get out. Like, just makes sense. I don't know. Is anybody else, like, have anything to say on this? What are we all doing to supposed remedy global warming, apparently? Reduce our carbon footprint.
Well, I must say, I'm not really doing it. Well, I take the bus. That's probably the only thing. I use public transport.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Mike?
The only reason I take the bus is because I don't have a car, so I'm not really helping at all.
Okay, now comes my turn. You guys are going to think I'm some liberal Green Party member or something, comparing even what I said or something, but if, like, I can see that there's something about it, but I just think it's a cycle that's going to fix itself. I said that before. But if I had the chance, I would install solar panels, so you can make money back that way. I would use the light bulbs if possible. I would pretty much do anything possible that they could. Like, right now, I've only got one light on in the house right now doing the show. So, I just do little things like that.
Do you shut off your computer at night?
No, I don't.
See, that's not helping.
But,
see, a computer uses lots more power than a light bulb.
Yeah, I guess. This one sitting next to me has a 500-watt power supply, so...
A lot of hippies, you know, harass Shane and tell him to turn his computer off at night.
No, you don't do that. You want to know? My main... Well, it's not going to be much of a thing because I just rebooted yesterday, but I sometimes can get up to, like, 14-plus days of uptime on both computers, so...
Why?
I just don't shut them off that often, so...
So anyway, we're just going to recap on this.
Yes, please, let's do that.
Yes or no? Okay, go around. Shane, Mike, and me. Global warming, yes or no, Shane?
Yet.
No.
No.
Okay, I say, I don't know. I really don't know where I stand on this, which is strange for me.
So you're
I'm probably going to have to go no as well. I think it is overstated, because I hate Al Gore.
People are just scared of global warming. That's the thing. They're just scared of what his inconvenient truth, global warming, so he gets all the attention.
Inconvenient tooth.
Yeah, we had an episode called that. I think it was somewhere in the 90s or something.
So, but, yeah, I think possibly with global warming, but it is certainly vastly overstated, whatever evidence there might be.
Exactly.
And because I remember reading something the other day about a picture that was used in lots of papers in the UK, I think, to say this is global warming, which was a picture of like a polar bear, you know, on some melting chunk of ice.
See, exactly. That's how they get to people.
It was actually taken in summer.
See? That's how they get to people. They scare people using those kind of scare tactics. And that's how Al Gore wins his Nobel Peace Prize or whatever the hell it was.
But I would have preferred Al Gore to have won the presidential election than George Bush. But that's getting off to another Florida recount, you robbed him. Anyway.
George Bush.
Okay.
What?
So for some reason, right, I glanced back at the wiki, and under science, I thought it said clothing, good or bad.
Well, let's answer that anyways. Clothing, good or bad?
I think clothing is pretty good, yeah.
Me
anyway,
too.
Cloning.
Mike, what does Mike say about clothing?
Cloning. Good cloning. Seriously, cloning.
Okay. Who's first?
What do you think of cloning?
Who?
Silence.
You? Me? Him? Who?
Anybody.
You!
Mike.
Okay, Mike.
What? Okay, I'll go first again.
Mike.
Okay. Cloning, I don't really think that we should be, like, cloning humans, because that would, again, lead to overpopulation and people not dying. But, I don't know about cloning organs for people. I guess that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be pretty good, but then people are living longer again.
Oh, who cares?
In the
1600s, the average age was 40.
Yeah, yep, and the population is growing.
This is why we need to implement my cutoff age scheme, so when you get to 100, you get killed. About 100 years, you don't want any more. And if you die before that, your family gets some money because that helps Earth as well. No, but on the what do you guys think of there's this thing they can do now if for certain diseases, I couldn't name any, but like children who suffer from these sort of very bad diseases,
the stem cell research shit.
Yeah, stem cell.
I'm gonna give the answer to my cloning one now as well. Cloning, you get the same old situation where you get too many people copies of one version. Classic movie where that example happens is The Sixth Day. I'm sure you've all seen that. But cloning humans would get confusing. Let's just say that. But I have no problems with cloning organs or animals or anything like that. Like, I mean, if we can make a cow that's not going to have mad cow disease and it's going to be able to produce lots of beef, why not, you know?
I do agree with animals, but I'm not so much...
If we can make myself a new heart, why not? I don't have a problem with it as long as it's not full humans.
Yeah, that would be too far.
Yeah.
I remember there's some program on British TV, start of this year I think it was, where they explored like the pros and cons of cloning. And there's one example of how they could produce much tastier meat by cloning it. Cause they,
see?
And they knew that the meat quality was going to be pie, so they could clone that animal. And...
Yeah.
And they did actually, you know, have these cows. Well, they were cows, but they were really weird-looking cows because they'd been cloned, and that was a bit...
Did they have two heads?
No, they just had really big... what were they? They were like... I'm thinking really big calves on their legs, like really big and chunky.
Oh, so for more meat.
Which was
then.
A bit strange to see. They were strange. Yes, for more meat, exactly. But I'm for cloning if it's animals, organs, but against any type of human cloning, except for human organs.
I think our answer to that question is pretty obvious. Are we done with that one?
We're all for it, yeah.
Okay. I got a next. The next question is, what are your thoughts on the origins of the universe and extraterrestrial aliens from Gangsta Gerbil?
What? Where's that?
Play along.
Oh, sorry, yeah. No, well, can we split that into two bits? Because the origins of the universe and extraterrestrial life are sort of two separate things. So I think I can see what our answer here is going to be for the origins of the universe. We all agree that God created the earth in 7 days and seven... no, 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. No, we all agree in the Big Bang, don't we?
Yeah, I think so too. I just wanted to put this in here to get it out to anybody who seems to feel that it should be the other way around. And
If you believe in creationism and you are listening to this show, please close your media player, whatever media you listen to, and never listen again, because quite frankly, I don't want you listening to my voice. You are not worth my time.
Okay, Brad.
Seriously. Wow, I honestly cannot believe how anyone can really believe in their heart that some guy created the earth just, you know, out of shit, just out of nothing. Like, you know, he just conjured it up. Pulled it out of his ass.
Yes.
I mean, the whole idea of Big Bang is implausible.
What?
It is implausible. Come on.
No, it's not.
It sounds implausible. I'm getting somewhere here. Yeah. It sounds implausible, but it is way more plausible than the idea that a god created the earth.
There's actually some evidence for the Big Bang, unlike the other theory.
There is evidence for creationism. There's the Bible.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe everyone will laugh.
I have to agree. Like, the Big Bang, the universe is expanding still from that. So it's got to be true.
Yeah, but these people just, they don't want to listen, do they? They just like, you know, it's not true.
They're the brainwashed Bible thumpers.
Bible thumpers.
Yeah, in the Christian CS server with Bible studies Thursday night.
So anyway, extraterrestrial life. What are your views on this?
You guys start.
No, I don't really believe in extraterrestrial. Personally,
Mike?
That's all there is.
Well, maybe like unintelligent, but I don't believe there's like highly intelligent extraterrestrials out there, because if there were, there should be some signs of them.
Come on, there has to be. In a galaxy that's as big as our own, we're the only ones?
I don't know.
It's that big, we could never find them.
Sure. We'll just have to wait for the radio signals to get here.
I'm really not sure, though. I sort of agree with Mike. I thought if they were that intelligent, they would have found us, or we would have found them.
We have found over 200 extrasolar planets in our own neighborhood in the galaxy. And there's been, so far, like a handful that could technically possibly support life if the conditions were right. And that's
Technically possibly if the conditions were right.
And that's only in our little corner of the galaxy. So, and the galaxy is much, much bigger. So there has to be. Has to be somewhere.
Okay, well, there's... I don't think there's any intelligent life like anywhere near us that we could find in our lifetime. There may be some like really far out, but it'll take thousands of years to get there.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I personally think that there's planets that are within 20, 30 light years away, and by 2100 we'll be able to get there. We might even find life on Mars, who knows?
I don't think so on Mars.
A bacteria. What if you found a bacteria fossil on Mars?
Yeah, what if?
Okay.
That would be such an amazing discovery.
Yeah, it would, but that's a big if. That's an if.
But it could happen.
I could...
There's water under the surface on Mars.
Anything could happen, Shane, if you look at it that way, you know?
And the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Oh, God, no. God, no. God, no.
Okay.
This is like a compound of all that is wrong in our studio.
We should move on, then.
Okay, so, now we're on to the entitled Parental Responsibilities. She wants to read this out.
I will. Ahem. Do you think it's right for parents to allow their young children's age 8 to 13 to play mature games such as Grand Theft Auto, which contains violence and sexual intake and is constant throughout the game? What did you play when you were that age, Brad?
I played, let me find out, because I played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas when it came out, and I know I was underage then. I wasn't 18, certainly I'm not 18 now.
I know I played Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2, but those are like, they're nothing.
I don't know.
Let's just see. I'm just trying to find.
8 to 13. Like, I think as long as there's no like real blood or anything, it's perfectly fine to do shooting games when kids are young. Like, how old were we when that GoldenEye first came out in 1997 or whatever that was? That was the first shooter.
11?
Yeah. Nothing 11. Wrong with that.
But there's not really any blood in that game either. And the graphics aren't as good as they are now.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Graphics are much better now.
It was 2004, San Andreas, so I could have been 13. I was 13 when the game came out, and I played it, and it was an 18.
There's nothing wrong with that, I'd say. As long as
think it's very much... I don't think you can blame the game, because, I mean, you'd have people like Jack Thompson when... You know, somebody, some kid shoots up some high school or something, and he's
who's,
like, oh, it's just
Jack
video
Thompson.
Game. Jack Thompson?
Yeah.
You haven't heard of him?
No.
He's like trying to get all the video games banned and everything.
Oh, so he's one of those
kids. He blames, like, every high school shooting on video games.
I don't like
and
those
then,
kind of people.
And then it's proved later that they never even played the games or anything.
Yeah.
He's, like, really over the top.
The same goes with somebody for making a map of their school for Counter-Strike or whatever.
That is slightly sick. I think that's like sort of getting close to the line.
I don't know. But should they be allowed to play those kind of games? Or
I don't know. I mean, I think it's up to the parent to decide. If the parent's happy for the kid to play those sorts of games and they think they're mature enough, then sure, go for it.
Did your dad let you?
I just don't think my dad would really... wouldn't bother. My mum might be slightly objectionable, but I don't think she would stop me. But I think it should be the parent's choice, not the certificate rating, whatever.
Yeah. I personally think any kid over 13 should be allowed to do whatever they want, as long as they're not hurting others.
Well, I mean, if they play San Andreas, they
yeah,
have a gun.
Like,
and
yeah, exactly. So,
which is probably never going to happen. It's just people like Jack Thompson who consider that possibility. But what if he goes and shoots up a school? Damn you, Jack Thompson.
Well, then, so I'm
talking about
once in a blue moon.
Talking about violent games, Grand Theft Auto 4 is out next year.
What are you going to be able to do in that one?
I have no idea, but I'll probably get it.
For which console is it coming out for?
I think it's on most of the major ones. I think it's like Xbox 360, PS3. I don't know if it's out for Wii or not.
Wii!
Probably not.
I'd back you with a death with your Wiimote. But I think overall it should be the parents' decision.
Yeah.
As to whether
you can't get into people's houses, you know?
No. Well, you can, but they might not like you.
Exactly.
I think gun control is a more pressing matter than this.
Oh.
Yes, I actually agree with that.
What? You can't...
Well, yeah.
You don't agree with gun control, Shane.
You're not going to stop. Well, at least in Canada, the Liberal government and their friggin' gun control thing ended up costing more than it was worth.
Yeah, but
the Conservatives has done more in 2 years than the Liberals done in 10 about gun control.
Gun control is needed, then.
Yeah, but not a program that costs like $2 billion and does nothing.
Okay, let's not rant about the Liberal government. Isn't the question is, why is the Liberal government shit, Shane? Please tell us. Because they're Liberal. That will do enough. Right. Let's see. Okay, Mike can take the next one. We're on to politics.
No, we're not. We missed the one about parents in America.
We've just done that.
Many parents these days allow children to play games with very strong language about every word in the book from Zach. I think they're both from Zach.
I thought that was part of the same question.
No, it was on a separate line.
Okay, well, strong language, I don't think that matters.
You're going to hear it somewhere,
just words.
You know?
They're just words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of agree with that, but you wouldn't really say, you know, all the really bad words, like the really harsh words in front of certain people, would you? You would feel
I wouldn't say them in front of my grandmother.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think there's times where it's perfectly acceptable to swear and there's times where it isn't.
Like out of anger.
No, I just mean like in the present. I mean, I would be perfectly comfortable swearing in the company of my friends.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't say it every other word. But I wouldn't be so comfortable swearing if I was with parents or family. I think as long as you know when it's okay to swear and when it's not, then it's fine.
Yeah, the parents should have to tell their kids when it's okay and stuff. Like, it's up to the parents to teach them.
That's not how it is here.
Why? What do you mean here, Shane?
In my house.
Or your house?
In my house.
Why?
At least what every like day there's house? A few swear words that go off.
What, and don't your parents mind?
No, they're the one spouting them.
Oh, they're the ones swearing. I thought it was your sister or something.
So, I think you foreigners, like Europeans and other people like Europeans...
Other people like Europeans.
Europeans. What are the people in like Australia and New Zealand and stuff? What are they called?
Freaks.
like the Europeans, Asians, Australians,
freaks.
Kind of people. They just don't seem to swear as much.
Oh come on! I know. Let's see. I know two Australian people, and they both swear a lot.
Okay, maybe.
And plus, I've known Australian people in the past who swore a lot. Australians swear a lot. Actually, did you see that story on Dig Right? Just talking about Australians, because I never miss a chance to kick Australians down.
No,
there's
I didn't.
A story about young girls as young as 11 in Australia are turning into alcoholics, and apparently it's becoming such a bad alcohol problem for young Australians between the ages of about 11 and 15 that some of the girls actually prostitute themselves for beer.
Yeah.
How sad is that? I was right about Australia all along.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That is... For a beer? Come on, at least do it for the money.
Okay, Brad. No. No, it's still illegal. I know it is here. I don't know about in England.
I think it is illegal. But I was joking. I'm not advocating prostitution. that is still awfully sad that children that age feel the need to do that sort of thing. So.
Okay.
It's the horrible Australian mentality, and you fuck yourselves over. You deserve it. Rot in hell.
Be careful what you're saying. RSVP has been compared to Australia before.
Yeah. Don't remind me. Kills me inside.
So are we done with the parental responsibilities?
Yep.
Okay. Next one, Brad.
Okay, politics. These are quite simple. These are some of the ones I came up with. Abortion. Pretty simple question. Yes or no? For abortion, against abortion?
You first.
Okay, well, personally, I am on the. I'm pro-choice. I believe if a woman wants an abortion and it's within inside the time limits, then she's more than welcome to.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
If the children's not going to be taken care of, why even have it in the first place then?
It'll like just woman, end up creating a burden on the social security system.
Yeah, it should be. I don't, all these people, you know, getting involved. You know, abortion's bad. And there's even, I remember reading, there was some case in Florida several years back where a Christian man went and killed an abortion practitioner with a shotgun.
God, talk about.
Because he gave out abortions and the Christian guy didn't agree with abortions.
That's what happens in the U.S.
That's pretty hypocritical. Kill someone who's killing people.
I think he was actually executed, and before he was executed, but his defense was something like, you know, even though he'd killed a guy, he'd saved lots of fetuses from... Because, yeah, I mean, there's only one abortion practitioner in the whole world, isn't there? And if he's dead, we're not going to get our abortions from anywhere.
God.
Idiot.
Yeah, I know. Some people just go too far, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. The Iraq War.
China, shall we just round up? Just say yes or no. Mike, yes or no? Abortion.
Yes. Yes.
Shane.
Yes.
I am also yes. So we're all for abortion. Okay, go on, Shane.
The Iraq War, yes or no?
It'd be difficult.
Well, it's something that your favorite U.S. president started and has admitted that it was wrong, apparently, I think. Has he? Yet?
No idea.
But you know what Iraq is for and what Iran will be for eventually, right?
Oil.
Exactly. I just have to say no to that, and Bush is no better than Stalin or Hitler.
Not
that bad. It isn't like he, you know, killed like millions and millions of Jews, is it?
No, but he gave the orders to go into Iraq and civilians have died. It's a stupid, pointless war that should never have happened.
But they're never going to pull out now, are they? Until
no.
They, you know,
it's like
their mission.
It's like the modern day Vietnam.
I think that I hope they just, you know, get them out there as soon as possible. Come to their senses.
Yeah. Well, if a Democratic president wins next year, that's probably going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be Hillary Clinton then? Or is Barack Obama Republican or Democrat?
Obama's same as Hillary, isn't he?
Okay. So if one of those wins, that'll probably happen. But if Rudy Giuliani wins, World War III.
Rudy Giuliani will never win. Yeah,
what
Barack
about
Obama is
what about Ron Paul?
I don't like Ron Paul. I don't know why. He annoys me. When
He's all over the face of Digg.
Ron Paul is like... No, Digg is like ronpaul.com. I want to love him. And I'll tell you what I would like to happen. I would like Ron Paul to get elected president of the United States and then do an absolutely shit job so I could all go, you will kiss his ass and thought he was going to be your savior.
Okay, you guys, Iraq War?
No.
No.
What would be your reaction if it never happened?
I'm sorry? Did you just ask me?
I'm just dawning on the clip show we recorded. Never mind.
Yep. What would So Mike can take the next one. Well, read the next one.
We never heard from you about the war. We need to round it up.
I
Mike?
Said no. Oh, sorry. Didn't we?
I said no.
Okay, Brad?
I said no.
Okay, good. I said no as well.
Mike can read the next question.
Okay. How do you feel about medical torture, medical interrogation? Medical torture is used to facilitate interrogations or corporal punishment. Police and doctors sometimes withhold treatments or have patients ingest harmful yet non-lethal chemicals to get information about crimes or in relation to them. Do you think this is a legitimate form of interrogation to get information about a certain crime before the trial runs cold, or do you consider this medical torture? And that's from Schwa 9.
Schwa.
I think it's sick. I don't think it's because there's a thing in the moment in, that's on at the moment about waterboarding. Is that what it's called?
Wasn't that? Oh right, yeah. I think that's what it was called, right?
Who was doing
that?
Yeah,
waterboarding, where it simulates the feeling of drowning, so the person is compelled to tell, otherwise they're simply going to die. Sounds like a water sport to me, you know, waterboarding.
Yes, yes.
We're going to take you waterboarding. Why? That sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't know. So, well, somebody open it up somewhere.
What do you mean?
Like, yes or no? Like, is it torture? Or is it?
I think it most certainly is. If you're putting somebody under pain or distress in order to extract information from them, then yes, it is torture.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Like, that's wrong.
How else are you going to get the information from them, then? If they're not talking.
So you, if you were, no, it, how do you justify that?
If you were not talking, like if it was in a, if it, like, you know, like for basic crimes, like a murder or something.
Basic crimes? You call murder a basic crime?
I'm talking something against one person, a basic crime, like a murder or a robbery, torture to get information out of that. I don't think that's a good thing, right? But if it was something like we see on 24 and whatnot about terrorists and whatnot, granted it's terrorist, it could happen. How, if something is, if you've only got a certain amount of time to do something, how are you going to get information out of someone if you need, if you're working against a clock?
I think, well, I know I said no, but it would have to depend on the person and how desperate the information
exactly.
was.
That's
if the information was, could, you know, I mean, if they knew about a potential plot that could kill innocent lives.
Or assassinate the president.
No, I wouldn't do that. But if it had to save lots of civilian lives or something, and I had to get this information from them, and they knew it, and I knew they knew it, then I would probably use that to
exactly.
save lives.
Exactly. That's the kind of time
just,
when I can say
it's just
justified.
If it was just trivial shit, then no, I wouldn't.
Exactly. That's what I said, too, the basic crime.
I'd have to have no. I'd have to know that they knew, and know that it was going to kill people if I didn't act. So.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Only in special circumstances.
That's what I have to say too, Mike. You still say no, no matter what.
Well, I can't agree with what Brad said.
That's good. Because let's
I think
say,
in the end, you just have to weigh up the human cost. Yes, you're torturing one person, but if it's to save the lives of 50, then it's. You've got to say it's worth it.
And to quote Star Trek again, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
I would agree with that, but it's from Star Trek, so I wouldn't.
You do agree with it. Excellent. It's a Vulcan saying.
Okay, so I think we're done with that. So we're pretty much all against it, except in exceptional circumstances.
Okay.
Last question. This is going to be a I'll read it out. This is the last one in the politics section. Gay marriage. Yes or no?
No.
Why not, Shane?
It's just, it's not right. How are two gay people supposed to make a family and have kids together?
But don't you think marriage doesn't just have to be about a family? It's
yes, it about, should be. That's...
No, it's about a union with somebody you love.
But that's not right! If it was intended to be married, if you were intended to marry men, you would be compatible with their receptacle.
Oh, God. I've got to say, right, I'm not a big pro-gay rights person, okay? I don't support gay rights hugely. I don't
Good.
Even think that being gay is right.
Good.
But I respect their right to get married if that's what they want.
Oh.
That's
no.
as far as my stance on it is. If they want to get married, then I think they should be able to. If they love each other, they want to get married, go for it.
So if you saw a guy on the street and you fell in love with him, you'd get married?
I'm not going to fall in love with a guy, Shane. Die. How would you feel, though, you know, with this anti-gay stance you've got, if you fell for a guy?
I would never fall for a guy.
You can't say that, though.
No! No!
I think with that high voice, you may have already fallen for a guy.
Even if I did, I would not. I'd go into isolation if that was the case.
Oh, you'd kill yourself.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's what Mike's opinion on this. Shane and I have had our say.
Okay. I don't care what other people do, but I don't want to see it.
I
do not
like
need to see these protests and shit all the time. I do not want to see gay people in public.
They should also not let them teach political science courses, as they should get someone neutral on the subject.
Just because you've got a gay teacher.
It's just, it's annoying. Turn on the TV and you see one. Like, go to the mall, you see one. Like, it's a new social norm or something. No, absolutely not. They're lucky they have the right to breathe. If Hitler had won World War II, they would not have any rights. They would not even be here. So they should just be happy with what they have.
Pro-choice, Shane. Pro-choice. That's what I am.
God.
you said like you get really worked up.
Their wires are crossed. They need some rewiring in their head.
Shane, why does it bother you so much?
I mean, just does.
No, just let me explain something to you, okay? No, not explain. I'll just put a scenario up for you, right? Two gay people are together. You never see them in your whole entire life. You never even see them on the street. You never hear about them. If they get married and it makes both of them happy, you're not aware of it at all, is that really a bad thing?
Yes, because they can spread their values to other people around them.
You know, you're just like, oh, I can't see how you've got such a problem, even when it has no effect on you whatsoever.
They can spread it across the, like, world, you know? Like,
disease.
No.
Everyone has AIDS.
Which was a device by the U.S. government to control the population of gays.
Do you really think that?
Yes!
Oh, God. You've got some pretty messed up views, Shane.
Oh, God. I think they're fairly moderate compared to other people.
Fairly moderate? You just said gay people are lucky they're allowed to breathe.
Exactly.
AIDS was created by the U.S. government.
I'm just saying they're lucky because if Hitler had won World War II, they would not be allowed to. So I'm just saying they should be happy with what they have.
I think they should be allowed to get married because they just should.
Oh, God.
I don't necessarily agree that gay couples should be allowed to adopt children.
Exactly.
That's
definitely
right.
Not.
But as far as having a union and getting married, then yeah, go for
Rosie
it.
Rosie O'Donnell's prime example there.
Rosie O'Donnell's just disgusting. Rosie O'Donnell shouldn't be allowed to do anything. She should just be locked in a cage.
No, I'm not changing my views on this, so... No.
Okay, so that's all the questions done.
Yes. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about while they got me in this fiery spirit?
Shane, Star Trek sucks. What are you going to say about
that? No. Over the past two nights, I've watched episodes I've seen before. I pick something new up every night. Just excellent stories in there, like... M'Pok Noor was a Deep Space Nine episode in season 5. Great story about Cardassians and Halloween and how you can go around and sometimes lose your own sanity and end up killing people.
So anyway, This is sort of in no way related to the show.
So. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to say?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think that went fairly well, so...
Besides your little rant at the end.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. If people want more, they can always talk to me in a PM about it. Word of advice, if you're gay, it's best you not tell me.
I'm not gay.
I'm not talking... I'm talking about people in general.
Oh, sorry,
I know you're not gay.
Good.
You don't have that little voice where they go like this. Oh,
shut up, please.
This shirt looks so pretty.
Oh, Shane, you do that so well.
God. Okay. Anybody else have anything before we wrap this one up and chip it off?
Nope.
No.
Mike?
No.
I think we're done then.
Yep. We
are okay. RSBNB update on Cork 132. See everyone. Have a Merry Christmas. If you listen to this on Christmas Eve, that is.